Todd Ressler used to farm. Now he lives on his farm in rural Steele County and commutes to a full-time job in Owatonna. About half the state's farmers now do at least some work off the farm, according to a U.S. Agriculture Department survey from 1997. Ressler took some time off work to host one of Senator Paul Wellstone's farm meetings, but his work buddies weren't there. He says most of them don't see a farm crisis because food prices don't fluctuate like commodity prices do.
A lot of them have an idea that we're getting all that profit out here, and I tell them what the price is out here, and then I says, you try to figure that out with the price that you're paying in the stores, and I says, it doesn't drop back when we drop back out here in the country, like when our milk price went from 17 down to 10.5, and I says, did your milk or did your butter drop in the store? Well, no. I says, well, there's the whole ball game right there.
Many farmers at the meeting have similar stories. Eunice Beale helps her husband milk 100 cows near Harmony and also holds a full-time job in the graphics department of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. She just rolls her eyes at some of the questions from her coworkers.
I've heard stories like our silos are full of money.
Really?
Yeah. And I think they just don't understand that the market, how the large multinational corporations can control so much of our lives and how they are so dependent on a cheap food policy, how they can go to the grocery store every day, they want milk, they know they'll find it, and they know what price they'll pay.
At a busy supermarket in Rochester, most shoppers don't seem to know much about farm economics. Some, like Brenda Waters, who grew up in Minnesota and has returned for a summer visit, have heard a little bit about the hard times.
Well, I hear they're in a lot of financial trouble, and I was driving around with my father last night, which is kind of interesting, and we're going by one farm after another, and he says to me, and he's got a point here, he looks at this farm, everything looks in really good shape, the buildings are painted, and he's saying, where's the financial difficulty? He's right, you look out there and you can't really see it, but I believe it's there, and I think we should do whatever we can to preserve our farms.
Senator Wellstone and Dave Fredrickson, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, say Congress needs to act to provide a short-term bailout and long-term restructuring that will ensure fair prices for farmers. Some blame legislation from a few years ago called Freedom to Farm that took away price supports that had protected farmers since the Great Depression. Fredrickson says time is running out because urban residents are losing touch with farmers.
We need to do this now, not 10 or 15 or 20 years from now, because there's still a serious connection between the people that live in metro Minnesota and rural Minnesota. If you stand out on the freeway on the weekends, you'll still see mom and dad and the kids going home to grandma or going home to brother-in-law or sister-in-law or in-laws, and they have a connection to rural Minnesota this generation. One more generation, and I think we'll lose that opportunity.
The Farmers Union is running radio ads in the Twin Cities, encouraging people to attend a rally on Saturday at the Carver County Fairgrounds in Waconia. Senator Wellstone hopes he can turn the rally into momentum in Congress to rewrite the 1996 Freedom to Farm law, while Republicans are likely to focus on trying to open overseas markets to farmers. I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.